Today on the Pastor's Study, we're going to begin a series of studies on Psalm 119, the Psalm of God's Word. Let's look at the first eight verses together in Psalm 119. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes! Then shall I not be ashamed, when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart, when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Psalm 119 is the longest chapter in the Bible. It seems only fitting since its subject matter is man's hard attitude towards the Word of God. It is said that the Marquis of Montrose was on a scaffold about to be hanged and was allowed to have a psalm read before his execution. He requested the 119th psalm. And before it was completed, a pardon arrived and his life was spared. There are 9 designations for the Word of God in Psalm 119. Each expresses what God expects from us and what we may expect from Him. The first designation is the law. In the word the law is mentioned 25 times in Psalm 119. We won't look at all of them, but let's just look at a few. For example, right here in verse 1 of Psalm 19, we see, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Then also, in verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Verse 29, remove from me the way of lying and grant me thy law graciously. Then in verse 34, give me understanding and I shall keep thy law. Verse 44, so shall I keep thy law continually, forever and ever. Let me just give you the verses where you can find the word law mentioned in Psalm 119. We've seen for already in verse 1, 18, 29, 34, 44, 51, 53, 55, 61, 70, 72, 77, verse 85, 92, 97, 109, 113, 126, 136, 142, 150, 153, 163, 165, and verse 174. Now, the meaning of the word law. Well, it means a rule enacted by God as our sovereign, body of prophetic teaching, a body of priestly direction, instruction, body of legal directives. The next designation that's given to the Word of God in Psalm 119, number 2, would be testimonies. And it's mentioned 22 times. Amen. 22 times in Psalm 119. Again, let's just look at a few of the places where we see the word testimonies mentioned in Psalm 119. Verse 2, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart." Verse 14, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Verse 22, "Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies." And then in verse 24, "Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors." Also, the word testimonies is also found in verse 31, 36, 46, 59, 79, verse 88, 95, 99, verse 111, verse 119, 129, 138, 144, 146, 152, 157, 167, and finally verse 168. And the meaning of the word testimonies is something to solemnly declare to the world. Testimony, witness. It's always plural. Also, it has a meaning, means the standard of truth. Let's compare it with how we see it in Isaiah chapter 8. If you'll turn to Isaiah with me, chapter number 8. Amen. Isaiah chapter 8, the prophet Isaiah. Chapter number 8 with me. Isaiah 8 and verse number 20. Isaiah 8, verse number 20. We read, "To the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to this word, it is because there is no light in them." So we see then, as it's used in Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, it can mean the standard of truth. The third designation of the Word of God in Psalm 119 is the word way, W-A-Y, and it's mentioned four times in Psalm 119. Let's look at the four verses where it's mentioned. First of all, in verse number 3 of Psalm 119, "Thou also do no iniquity, they walk in his ways." Verse 14, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Verse 15, "I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways." And then finally, verse 37, "Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity, and quicken thou me in thy way." And the meaning of the word way, as it's used here, is God's directives to the way a man should go on his feet. It describes a journey. You see, the Word of God guides us in the journey of life. Now, the fourth designation of the Word of God is found in Psalm 119 is the word precepts. And it's mentioned 21 times here in Psalm 119. First in verse 4, "Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently." Verse 15, "I will meditate in thy precepts." Verse 27, "Make me to understand the way of thy precepts." Verse number 40, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." Verse 45, And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. Also, the word precepts is found in Psalm 119 in verses 56, 63, 69, 78, 87, 93, 94, verse 100, verse 104, 110, 128, 134, 141, 159, 168, and then finally verse 173. Now, the meaning of precepts, it means guiding principles of truth respecting moral conduct. Guiding principles of truth respecting moral conduct. And for an example, let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 6. Book of Proverbs, chapter 6 with me, verses 27 through 29. Can a man take fire in his bosom, and his clothes not be burned? Can one go upon hot coals, and his feet not be burned? So he that goeth into his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. So here's an example of a precept. Amen. It's a guiding principle of truth respecting moral conduct. Amen. Now, the fifth designation of the Word of God is found in Psalm 119 is the word statutes. And the word statutes is mentioned 22 times in Psalm 119. Again, let's look at a few of the places where you can find it. First of all, in verse 5, oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Verse 8, I will keep thy statutes, O forsake me not utterly. Verse 12, blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. Verse 16, I will delight myself in thy statutes. Verse 23, princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. The word statutes can also be found in verses 26, 33, 48, 54, 64, 68, 71, 80, 83, 112, 117, 118, 124, 135, 145, 155, and finally verse 171. Now, the meaning of statutes means fixed decrees concerning a task, action, limit, portion, usually binding only on a selected group, such as the statutes of a university or corporation. Now, the sixth designation of the Word of God is found in Psalm 119 is the word commandments. And the word commandments is mentioned 22 times here in Psalm 119. Again, let's look at just a few of them. Verse 6, Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. Verse 10, with my whole heart have I sought thee. O, let me not wander from thy commandments. Verse 19, I am a stranger in the earth, hide not thy commandments from me. Verse 21, thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Verse 32, I will run the way of thy commandments, when thou heart when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Also, the word commandment can be found in verses 35, 47, 48, verse 60, 66, 73, 86, 96, 98, 115, 127, 131, 143, 151, 166, 172, and finally in verse 176. In the meaning of the word commandments means given with authority. Given with authority. Amen. We often think of the Ten Commandments that were given with the authority of God. Amen. To Moses. Now, the seventh designation of the Word of God is found in Psalm 119 is the word judgments. Judgments. Now, the word judgments is mentioned 19 times here in Psalm 119. Let's look at just a few of them. Verse 7. I will praise thee with an uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. Verse 13. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Verse 20. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Verse 30. I have chosen the way of truth, thy judgments have I laid before me. Verse 39. Turn away my reproach, which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Now the word judgments can also be found in verses 43, 52, 62, 75, 102, 106, 108, 120, 137, 149, 156, 160, 164, and 175. And the meaning of judgments is God's wise decisions on matters. God's wise decisions on matters. Now, the eighth designation of the Word of God is found in Psalm 119 is the word word. Amen. It's mentioned 37 times in Psalm 119. Again, let's just look at a few of them. Verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. Verse 11, Psalm 119. Thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Verse 16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Verse 17. Deal bountifully with thy servants that I may live and keep thy word. Verse 25. My soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. Also, we find the word mentioned in verses 28, 38, 41, 42, 43, 50, 58, 65, 67, 74, 76, 81, 82, 89, 101, 105, 107, 114, 116, 123, 133, 140, 147, 148, 154, 158, 160, 161, 162, 169, 170, and verse 172. And the meaning of word as used here is a thing made known through speech. It is the declaration of God's mind. Again, the meaning of word is a thing made through speech. It is the declaration of God's mind. Now, the ninth and final designation of the Word of God has found in Psalm 119 is the word ordinances. And the word ordinances is mentioned one time, and we find it in verse 91 of Psalm 119. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. And the meaning of the word ordinances, it means rules governing a ceremony or something to be observed. Look at in Hebrews chapter 9 for just a moment. Hebrews chapter 9 with me. Hebrews chapter 9, and when we get to Hebrews chapter 9, we want to look at verse 1 together. Then verily the first covenant had also ordinances of divine service in a worldly sanctuary. And of course it's talking about the Old Testament and how it had ordinances, amen, ceremonies, amen. Rules governing how the Levitical priesthood, the Levites, would service the tabernacle and so forth and so on, and the different sacrifices, amen. And it's also the meaning in the sense baptism and the Lord's Supper are denominated ordinances for the New Testament church, amen. Okay, so we've looked at the 9 designations of the Word of God as found in Psalm 119. Let's just review. Number 1, law. Number 2, testimonies. Number 3, way. Number 4, precepts. Number 5, statutes. Number 6, commandments. Number 7, judgments. Number 8, word, and number 9, ordinances. Now, verses in Psalm 119 that do not make a direct reference to the Word of God, there are 5 of them. 5 verses out of 176 verses of Psalm 119 do not make a direct reference to the Word of God. Now, let's look at those 5 verses quickly. First one is verse 84, which says, how many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? Verse 90, thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abideth. Verse 121, I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Verse 122, be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Verse 132, look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. So 5 verses that do not have a direct reference to the Word of God are verses 84, 90, 121, 122, and 132. Now, some other facts concerning Psalm 119. Psalm 119 is the only chapter in the Bible that is structured in the form of stanzas. There are 22 stanzas with 8 verses in each stanza. And of course, 8 is the number of new beginnings in the Word of God. So this is the Psalm of New Beginnings. Each stanza begins with the letter from the Hebrew alphabet. Let's compare this with what we read in Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1 with me. In verse number 11. Saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And of course there it's referring to the Lord Jesus Christ, Alpha and Omega. Amen. Like the Greek alphabet. Psalm 119 is sometimes called the Alphabet Psalm. Amen. We might title this psalm, The Experience of God's Word from A to Z. Some saints have made it their practice to read and meditate on one verse a day from Psalm 119. By doing this, they will have read this psalm through twice a year. It's unknown who exactly penned Psalm 119. Whoever it was, he was a saint under persecution, as evidenced by verses 84, 86, 157, and 161. Let's see what those verses say. How many are the days of thy servant, when thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? So here we see the writer is talking about he is under persecution, waiting for when the Lord will execute judgment against those who are persecuting him. Verse 86, all thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. Of course, King David certainly many times was persecuted wrongfully. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 157. Many are thy persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. Many are the writer's persecutors. Amen. And then Psalm 119, verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. Amen. Despite the writer's persecution, amen, he definitely has a love for God's word. He stands in awe of God's word, amen. And I believe God's word is what helped him get through the persecution. It could have been David, amen, that wrote this psalm when he was being persecuted by Saul. And as we begin this study of Psalm 119, our prayer should be that of verse 18. We need to ask the Lord, open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. You know, it's not just enough to just to read the Bible. We should also study, meditate, and pray about what we are reading. So that concludes our first lesson on Psalm 119.